Morning, it's 11 minutes before 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Peter Apathy, and this is Raven News. Republican Dan Sullivan passed through Sitka this weekend as he campaigns for the U.S. Senate. Sullivan is hoping to challenge incumbent Democrat Mark Begich, who is up for re-election this fall. Sullivan faces several Republican rivals for the GOP nomination. He sat down with Sitka reporters to talk about his role in challenging the president's health care law, the perils of overregulation, and that time he swam against the Navy's military dolphins. KCAW's Rachel Waltholz reports.
Dan Sullivan was in Sitka this week to drum up support for his Senate campaign, but the first time he visited, over a decade ago, it was in a very different role.
We were the guys swimming against the dolphins.
Sullivan has been an officer and reservist in the U.S. Marine Corps since 1993. He first came to Sitka as part of Northern Edge 2000, an elaborate military training exercise that many Sitkans remember in part for the Navy dolphins that were temporarily housed in town. The dolphins were trained to find enemy swimmers who might be, say, planting mines on a naval ship. During the exercise, Sullivan and his Marines played those swimmers, which is how he found himself in a dry suit in Sitka Sound with a couple dolphins coming towards him. And then suddenly those dolphins stopped.
So we thought that was very strange. And then we were left, unfortunately, this Marine and I were left in the water for quite a long time, like about an hour. It was cold. And finally they came to pick us up and they said, "What? Why did you guys leave us here for so long? What happened?" Right? And the dolphins didn't do their job. They stopped and they said, "Oh, we had to get the dolphins out of the water very quickly. We're really sorry." There was kind of an emergency. We said, "What?" And they said, "Well, somebody had noticed that they thought they saw a pod of killer whales that was out. So we had to collect up the dolphins real quick." And I said, "You left me out here in my Marine for over an hour when there was a pod of killer whales?" And the guy looked at me and literally said, he goes, "Look, I'm sorry." He goes, "We spend millions of dollars training these dolphins."
Sullivan served most recently as commissioner of the Department of Natural Resources under Governor Sean Parnell. He resigned last fall to launch his campaign. Before that, he served as Alaska Attorney General for a year and a half under then-Governor Sarah Palin. During that time, Sullivan was one of the state attorneys general who sued the Obama administration over the president's health care law.
Now, I'm not going to say I read every word. It's a big, thick document. But we spent weeks reviewing that law.
Sullivan ended up recommending that the state of Alaska join the suit, arguing that the law was unconstitutional. In the end, the Supreme Court upheld most of the law, but Sullivan said he's proud that the court accepted one argument at the heart of the suit, that the federal government could not force states to expand Medicaid, the health care program for the poor. Medicaid expansion became optional, and this fall, Governor Parnell announced that Alaska would opt out, citing its cost. Sullivan said he supports the governor's decision and continues to oppose the law, which he argues has done more harm than good.
Are there elements of that bill that, for example, pre-existing conditions that I think are positive? Yes, right? But is the overall direction of what that has done and how that has harmed Alaskans?
Democrats argue that popular elements of the bill, like banning discrimination based on pre-existing conditions, depend on the less popular elements, like the mandate that everyone carry health insurance and subsidies for those who can't afford it. During the interview, Sullivan aimed much of his fire at President Barack Obama. He said he believes the president's policies are stifling the economy.
It's over-regulating almost all elements of our economy, whether it's resource development, whether it's the financial community, whether it's tourism.
Sullivan said if elected, his top two economic priorities would be reducing overregulation and increasing energy development. Those are both issues Sullivan dealt with at the state level. As Commissioner of Natural Resources, he pushed forward HB 77, a controversial bill aimed at streamlining the department's permitting process. Opponents argued that the bill limited public participation, and it was shelved by the legislature earlier this spring. But Sullivan said he thought the overall effort had been on the right track.
2,500 backlog permits that we were sitting on as a state, just at one agency. Some had been sitting around 2, 3, 4 years. And to me, again, this was an issue that was very, very harmful to small businesses in Alaska. growing the economy, employing people.
Before his time as Attorney General, Sullivan worked in various roles in the Bush administration and U.S. military. He served as U.S. Assistant Secretary of State under Condoleezza Rice from 2006 to 2009. And from 2002 to 2004, he served on the staff of the White House National Security Council. In between, he spent 2 years on active duty as a staff officer to General John Abizade, who was then overseeing the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Sullivan has taken heat for his years in Washington from outside groups supporting Senator Mark Begich, who have run ads arguing that Sullivan hasn't spent enough time in Alaska.
Dan Sullivan, if elected, he won't just go Washington, he'll go home to Washington.
Sullivan is originally from Ohio, where his family runs the publicly traded company RPM International and is prominent in Republican politics. He moved to Alaska in 1997. Sullivan's wife, Julie Fate Sullivan, is the daughter of longtime Native leader Mary Jane Fate. Sullivan's father-in-law, Hugh Fate, represented Fairbanks as a Republican state legislator in the early 2000s. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.
Dan Sullivan is running for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. The primary will be held on August 19th, and the general election will be on November 4th. Like many hospitals in southeast Alaska, Wrangell Medical Center is starting to look its age. A brand new hospital is still the long-term plan, but for now, the building is getting a much-needed makeover. KSTK's Shady Grove Oliver took a tour of the facility with CEO Marla Sanger to see some of the renovations and updates.
Institutional. That's the word that best describes the old look of Wrangell Medical Center. The walls are a generically dreary tan, the banisters are scratched, the floors show the wear and tear of 1,000 muddy shoes scuffing up the walkway. It looks like a hospital.
It's utilitarian.
That's hospital CEO Marla Sanger. We're in the basement of the medical center, walking down a hallway to a positively tiny room. It's barely big enough to squeeze in some chairs and a desk and maybe a yoga mat.
But this area in here was the space where most of the physical therapy activity occurred. It has one window that looks out at a wall where a little bit of indirect light gets in. But other than that, it's very much just the kind of harsh lighting. It's got a gray carpet. There still was very excellent care provided here. But it is not an atmosphere that just says, you know, welcome, come in, you've come to the right place.
The hospital has struggled with its public image for the past couple of years, but it's making some major changes in how it relates to its patients and the community. And that's why Sanger says the time was right to freshen up the facility, too.
It's very treatment-like. I mean, it feels like, you feel like you've come here to have a treatment performed, where in the new physical therapy gym space, it feels to me much more like a health and wellness place, where people are coming in to achieve their optimal mobility and wellness. So we'll go take a look at that next.
The new physical therapy space is upstairs. It's a large room lined with mirrors. It's filled with brightly colored therapy balls and lots of equipment and exercise machines. The two rooms are like night and day, and this change happened in less than a month. Earlier this year, the entire physical therapy program was overhauled. The department was given 3 weeks to strip it down to the basics, reevaluate, and modernize.
And their task was to redesign this space, to design new processes for physical therapy, design all their documentation tools, design the way patients would get registered, the scheduling, everything. They identified pieces of equipment that we didn't have that they ordered, and then within from the time that they arrived until 3 weeks later, we went from what you saw downstairs to this new space.
And the problem with redoing one part of the hospital is that it underscores just how much the rest of the building needs a makeover too.
And I would kind of liken it to when you fix up a room of your house and then the rest of your house suddenly doesn't look so good. That feels kind of like what happened when we improved the physical therapy space and built the beautiful new gym. And then all of a sudden, we're looking at everything with kind of a bit askance. And so that's why we're doing this. It just needs to look better.
Sanger says she was strict with budgeting the renovations and shopped around carefully to get the most bang for the hospital's bucks. The result? The walls are getting a fresh coat of paint. Instead of the old peachy tan, they're sunny yellow on top and rich green on the bottom. The old worn banisters are getting refinished, and new carpets line the hallways. And to further break from the old institutional feel, she involved hospital staff in parts of the decision-making process. Chris Reed is a development assistant for the hospital. She's also an artist with a flair for color, so she helped choose the paint.
I did a little bit of research online and found that greens and blues were colors that were recommended for places where people were being treated for a variety of different things. And just in looking at the colors available to us, that seemed like a good decision.
She picked out some color options and posted samples around the building for staff to vote on. Once the feedback was in, the colors went up.
Oh, it makes a huge difference in how people feel in the space. And I would say to some degree, depending on the space, how productive you can be.
Reed says it makes the building a more pleasant place for both patients and staff. It's inviting. But that doesn't mean the hospital stops here. CEO Marla Sanger says that these renovations do not replace plans for a brand new facility.
Just because we're doing these improvements right now doesn't mean in any way that we're not still very interested in very much wanting a new hospital. And we are going to be continuing to try for that. It might be a bit difficult, but we're going to just try one step at a time and to get back on track, get it going again.
But in the meantime, she says, the hospital can continue to care for the community in a freshened up space with a brand new outlook. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.
And that's all for Raven News for this hour. You can listen to or read most Raven News stories again on our website, kcaw.org. You can also read comments on our stories on Facebook. Just click on the Facebook link. No registration or login is required. This is Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's currently 44 degrees under overcast skies. Thank you so much for joining me. The time is 8:01. Back to Morning Edition.